The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 15, 1980 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle. A very good Sunday evening to you. Welcome once again to Music Time in Africa. This is Voice of America's special weekly program featuring both popular and authentic traditional music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. The recordings I have are from our Voice of America music library, and some are from the personal collection of our music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo and I enjoy putting this show together for you each week and hope you'll be with us on a regular basis. Getting our show underway this evening is Congo Brazzaville's famous Orchestre Los Anges. Was music from Brazzaville by the Orchestre Los Anges, a great group of musicians that has not only fine guitar players, but as you've just heard, a very good alto saxophonist. And as you know, we always try to have good music on our programs every Sunday, on both shows. First, early Sunday morning following the 7 hours GMT news. That's when we have music by some of Africa's best pop bands. And then again on our regular Music Time in Africa program each Sunday evening at 18 hours 30 GMT on the 11, 13, 16, 19, 41, 49, and 75 meter bands shortwave. It's on the evening program that we feature both popular and traditional African music. If this is the first time you've tuned in to Music Time in Africa, we hope you'll like the program and become a regular listener. Later on, I'll give you my address in case you'd like to have a copy of the current Voice of America program schedule and more information about our African music shows. Let's get back to music now. Here's our first selection of traditional music on today's program. The recording was made in the village of Tankadogo in the Republic of Upper Volta. Tankadogo is the seat of one of the regional chiefs of the Mosi people. The Mosi chiefs are called Naba, and each Naba maintained his own group of musicians who would accompany the chief during his visits to outlying villages in his chiefdom. As the Naba's entourage approached a village, the lead singer would begin singing in praise of his master. A song in praise of the Naba, or chief, of Tankadogo, a Mosi village in Upper Volta. This next selection was also recorded in the palace courtyard of the Naba of Tankadogo. Two Bambara farmers paid tribute to the Mosi chief by playing music in his honor. Featured is a 17-note xylophone and a drum with metal vibrators. I'm sure you'll all agree that dancing makes life worth living. Just getting together and dancing for the sheer fun and enjoyment of being with friends is really a great satisfaction. There's an almost unlimited number of traditional dances in Africa which are performed for enjoyment only, like the famous Muchongola of the Ndau in southern Africa. The muchongola is supposed to have developed from the ancient Ihuba war dance of Nguni warriors. I've asked Leo, our music man, to give us a little more information about this. Welcome, music man.
Thank you, Rita. And hello, friends. First, let me sort of pinpoint the geographical area where the Ndao and Nguni people are found. The region is known as Gaza, beginning at the eastern border of Zimbabwe and stretching across Mozambique. The Ndao are also known as Shangaan. Well, according to my research notes here, the elders of those tribes claim the Muchongolo actually developed from the Nguni war dance called Ihubo, or sometimes known as Amahubo. The elders go on to say that in the old days, battalions or regiments of warriors would perform the Ihubo on various ceremonial occasions. The accompanying songs were meant to be sung by 1,000 men or more to be really effective, especially when they are punctuated by the rhythmic stamping of the bare feet that makes the ground shake.
That must have been really exciting, Leo, to watch and hear all those voices. How impressive.
I also understand, Rita, that the Ihubo was originally danced very slowly, a slow stamping dance performed with grandeur by the Nguni warriors in their military dress. However, today's Muchongolo is very different. A shrill whistle or the blowing of a horn signals the beginning of the dance. And then this is followed by an explosive cry of voices. Shouting, singing, whistling join into one rhythmic pattern, accompanied by either drums or just plain hand clapping.
Thank you, Leo. Now let's listen to music for the Muchongolo dance. This next recording is a very interesting one. It's the music for the Ihubo of the Nguni and described as being a very good example of the Ihubo performed in its original form, as it was probably danced in the old regimental days many years ago.
Ngapembe ngapembe
o sipembe ya o sipembe lekosi
o wa 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 yango
ae
o wa 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 yango
ae o sipembe ya
o sipembe
lekosi o
wa 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 yango
ae
o wa 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 yango
ae o sipembe ya
o sipembe lekosi ngapembe ngapembe
o sipembe ya o sipembe
lekosi ngapembe ngapembe
o sipembe ya
o
sipembe lekosi
Oh,
Another favorite recording of mine is this one which Leo made in the city of Kankan in the eastern region of the Republic of Guinea. The music was for a special fire dance. Hundreds of people had gathered in a large circle around a bonfire to watch a local magician dance about on the red-hot coals. A huge chorus of women were singing in response to the calls of a lead singer accompanied by a drum orchestra. That was music for a magician's fire dance recorded by our music man Leo Sarkisian in Kankan, Guinea. I'm sure it was quite an exciting experience to watch the dancer jump about on the red-hot burning coals. But I don't think I'd like to try that, and I don't think Leo would either. I'm sure he'd prefer just doing the high life, the soukous, or cha-cha. One final example of traditional dance music is from Ghana. Music of the Akan, Ashewa.
Yeah.
And that was Ashewa, Music of Ghana. I promised earlier that I'd give our address in case you'd like to write and ask for our current program schedule. So I'll take a moment here, and while you're getting ready to write down the address, I'd like to remind you that the program schedule lists all our other programs that'll keep you well informed and entertained for the week. And that's just what Dick Strader does on his African Safari program. For you early risers, Dick begins the week tomorrow morning at 3 hours GMT with news, music, information and features, and I know he'd love to have you join him. All right, now, here's my address. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. Remember to print your names and addresses clearly, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. More music now. Here's the Upendo Jazz Orchestra of Tanzania with a song called Mapenzi ya Mateso, which means My Troubled Heart. I guess he's worried about his love.
Mapenzi ya mateso, mapenzi ya mateso, na huzunika moyoni sana, ukaja kuniadhili mbele ya watu, mama. Mapenzi ya mateso, mapenzi ya mateso, na huzunika moyoni sana, ukaja kuniadhili mbele ya watu, mama.
Asa ni mwana tabu.
Mapenzi ya mateso, mapenzi ya mateso, na huzunika moyoni sana, ukaja kuniadhili mbele ya watu, mama. Kwa vitendo ulivyonitendea, asante dada, ulivyonitendea, umeniachia doa moyoni. Kwa vitendo ulivyonitendea, asante dada, ulivyonitendea, umeniachia doa moyoni. Thank you.
kunitendea umeniachia doa moyoni.
Such good guitar music. That number was by the Upendo Jazz Orchestra. And rounding out our show for today, it's our friend Victor Uwaifo with a song called Dododo Niye. That's it for today, friends. Thank you for joining me today. I've enjoyed being with you, so let's get together again next Sunday, in the morning following the news at 7 hours GMT, and next Sunday evening at 18 hours 30 GMT. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for Music Time in Africa, and once again inviting you to stay tuned for a summary of the world news as the Africa service continues. My colleague Leo Sarkisian and I wish you all the very best for the coming week.